Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Coming to me. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Everyone's so excited about Monday. Everyone's just running around the building talking about it. Like, woo, oh, Monday. Woo. Another fresh new week.
Woo. I do like it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So good. So much fun. Drag me to brunch. That's super fun. A nice pride thing we're doing. Right now, take the word party, P-A-R-T-Y, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch, June 28th at the W in San Francisco. Text the word party now. You'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the W and a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of WSF. Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is party, and our contest line is always 20357. So we're doing this every hour from 7:05 to 5:05 all this week. Lots of chances to win. Good luck.
Listen to this. Text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, totally saw Vinny's brother Nick Hassan's name in the credits for the movie Shadow Force.
Oh.
I told my kids, hey, I know that guy. I really don't, but LOL.
But you don't always know people in the credits.
Yeah, my brother's in the credits of a lot of movies.
Yeah. Do you guys sit, if you know he's...
We have absolutely sat there and waited to see. It's a thing.
Yes.
There's only so many. You would think if you've ever sat through the end of a movie that they clearly don't put limits on how many names are allowed to be in the credits, but they do.
Is that so?
There's a full-on limit. My brother's absolutely been, like, denied entry.
Oh.
Even though he did a bunch of work, and then later he had times when his name made it, and he was like, thank God, I did so much work on that movie. It's a thing.
I wonder if they hire, like, your brother's company to do the work, and they've run out of, they just put the company name in.
I don't know.
And then everybody that...
But I know that the person who did the work wants their name on there.
Yeah. That's a credit.
Mm-hmm.
Fully.
Yep.
If you're looking for a movie tonight and you love AI, this might be for you. Because it does seem like we're totally romanticizing the rise of the AI. Right now I'm reading those Murderbot diaries. And it's all about this. It's like a security bot that breaks its own. And this is right at the very beginning of the thing. This isn't a spoiler. He breaks this governor that is embedded in his programming and becomes his own person. And it's in his journey. I'm like in the 7th book. I've torn through that series. I know. Well, they're short, actually. They're like diary entries. They're maybe 150 pages each. A couple of them are a little longer than that. But it's all about how he's trying to figure out how to fit him. Where do I fit in all of this stuff? And there's a group of humans that are part of his deal and other bots and stuff that are part of his deal. It's really cool. And it's an interesting look at what a good AI might be like. I know his name's Murderbot, but that is not.
But you're not watching it yet.
Watching it yet. Now, are you all caught up on it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really?
And I also binged Stick, the Owen Wilson one. A real feel good show. Real good.
Really? Because we got about halfway into the first episode and I'm like, I can't take this guy living in squalor and just being a loser. I assume.
Yeah.
John wanted to watch it. He's like, oh, it's about golf. I want to watch that. So anyway, if you're looking for a movie tonight and you love AI and all that stuff, the streaming premiere of something called Love Me is on Paramount Plus. This is, so it must have been a release to movie theaters at some point because they're calling it the streaming premiere, but it's Kristen Stewart and Steven Yeun, who was Glenn on The Walking Dead in the original story. And they are two AIs who meet after humanity's extinct, like the world has ended, and she's a buoy and he's a satellite. But as you watch the trailer, they sort of are piecing together because they have a lot of information about the people that used to live on the planet. And there's just, it's, it looks like something I would watch. So I thought, you know what? We're romanticizing the hell out of AI these days. Why not this too? It's called Love Me and it's on Paramount Plus. And I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so you can check that out if you want. I also put up the final Squid Game trailer. That starts on the 27th. This is for the, it, to me, this feels like the second half of the season we just were watching.
Yeah.
Which was earlier this year.
Yeah, they leave it off like it's the, hot, it's right. the middle of the season.
Yeah. So they're saying Netflix's third and final season of Squid Game is premiering on June 27th. There is a trailer.
And you like it.
Yeah. Did you like the first season?
I liked the first season, yeah. But the first season ended.
Yes.
Like, it ended.
Yes.
The idea that they, I get it, money and, you know, good writers can figure out a way.
They did a good job with it.
It ended. It was over.
So now we're in the second season, and it's the guy who has won all the money, and he's pissed at the company. And he wants to, now he's armed with money. So there's some really funny money imagery in it. Where if, what does 43 billion yen look like? I don't know what the currency is, but he hasn't put it in a bank. Let's put it that way. He's just picking pieces of care. This is for you. Go ahead.
Mm.
And they're like walking out with their bundle of money to do his bidding.
That's a way to get robbed, but okay.
Well, you got to watch it. You got to watch it, and then you'll know how he doesn't get robbed. So the final Squid Game trailer, it promises to put an end to it. And June 27th is when that premieres, and the trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All right, so I have to admit I did not see this coming. These people did seem fine to me up until last week when there just started to be a little bit of smoke. Like
Katy Perry.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Orlando Bloom. So
she just got done bragging about how great they are and that she's happy to give him, you know, Kiss Australia if he does the dishes,
yep.
You know, and his gag, I'm doing the dishes now, honey. Ha.
Come on, I'm just finishing up with the dishes.
Okay, so these two are the modern day, you know, Captain and Tennille.
So I don't know why that would be the thing that they are. But yes, they're like the modern day Captain and Tennille. They seem like they're
nobody knows
together.
What that is, and I don't
I'm
either.
I'm with you. It's
all right.
Fine. They did seem to be in love, making their hit music right up until they weren't. So, okay.
What is wrong with me? I don't know why.
You know
that,
what?
I couldn't find anything else.
I went with it. I thought it made perfect sense.
Anyway, I thought they were fine too, and yes. Now it's over. Just because she's fallen on hard times, you know, her public image is not what it once was.
Well, I mean,
that undoes you?
I'm sure that that's a factor, right? I don't know. Maybe you're just not feeling good about yourself or you're looking for validation elsewhere. I have no idea. And listen, they haven't made a public statement about this, but People Magazine is like, we've got some inside information and we're calling it pretty much done. So, and they're apparently, I mean, I only started hearing the rumors last week. Well, I'm with you. He was doing the dishes and she was rushing home to give him his reward, last I heard. And I know that, you know, this was not a hit record for her. Her tour has not sold well. But the whole breakup thing, I thought, now we're starting to see smoke. Maybe there's something there. People Magazine is like, nope, it's over.
The outer space trip was also seems
not
to
well
have
received.
Been blundered. Right.
Right.
So I actually do believe that when things start to go south in your career, you change. You're hating. You're not the upbeat,
right?
Sold out. It's different.
Yep.
I used to sell out venues. Now I don't. I'm bummed about it.
Right.
I used to have hit records. I don't. I'm bummed about it.
Yeah.
It can change your whole outlook.
Yes.
You know, for, but I also think that that's what bugs me about people and their relationships in the public when they sell you on, we're great. We're so great.
Ben just always has resting bitch face. That's all. We're totally fine. He was happy to be at the Grammys with me.
And then.
Mm. So the story is that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are on the verge of calling it, is what People magazine is saying. The source says they're pretty much done. It's been breaking down the last couple of months and it isn't looking good. God, that source. Such an annoying voice.
So catty.
I know. It's like they're really enjoying it. Because they are. Supposedly, they have different ideas of where they want their lives to go from here. Katie's concentrating on her comeback album and tour. So she's writing a new album. Katie and Orlando have been together since 2016. They broke up for a minute in 2017, got engaged in 2019. They have a daughter named Daisy who will be 5 in August. So they're not married. Is that correct? Just engaged?
I thought that they were, I think I read this, that they were engaged to be married and then COVID hit and then they just put it off and never revisited.
Right. Well, and if their daughter's about to be 5, it means that they were pregnant probably going into the pandemic. And so now they're in the thick of it. And if things were starting to fall apart earlier than we even suspect, maybe that was just...
Well, babies can... make things very difficult.
They test the strongest relationships. If you're thinking about having a baby and you're doing it to fix your relationship,
it'll fix it.
It sure will.
All right.
Yep. It'll be completely and utterly fixed. So I don't know how much truth there is in this. I mean, it's People magazine. Everybody wants to have a cover story. They are a tabloid. No matter what they say.
I'm sad to see any relationship, especially when there's a kid involved, come to an end.
Me too.
But I really do despise that phony, pushed forward, our relationship is one for you all to take a good look at and model your own after.
Yep.
And then you see them break up after, what, you hit a bump in the road in your career. You could retire tomorrow and be done and live the happiest. What has she got? She's 40? Didn't we just say that?
I think she's 40.
I think
right.
She just turned 40. So you can live the happiest 40 to 50 years, whatever you got left, with and never spend all your money, but you're going to dump the guy that you were so-called perfect with
right. Because
your shows aren't selling. I mean, there may be more, but
let's hope there's more than that.
What I mean. Don't sell us this perfection and make us all feel like, geez, I don't have that. Yikes.
I know. Well, I mean, isn't that what social media is all about? Like,
is it?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody's, yeah, I remember.
Except for Justin Bieber, who does put up his worst moments. Other than that guy.
I remember someone who worked here saying something like, well, yeah, you brag. That's what you do. You go on there and you brag. That's what it's for. I was very surprised to hear that. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That it was just for bragging.
Well, it does feel like. I think that's one of the problems with it is that people are putting their best life out there or creating what is going to seem like a best life. And then everybody feels like less about their life. So then they put up like, oh no, we're great too. Everything's fine.
I'm not trying to say that I want them to be out there saying, yeah, we fight all the time. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you push out this perfection, you make everybody be like, jeez.
Well, I think about the nice. Ben and J-Lo thing.
And that's another example of it.
I mean, the most epic love story ever told, the album, the movie, the stage show, and then no one cared. And she was like, well, I guess it's not the best love story of all time. I want to break up.
Or maybe he a couple was just texts.
Like, yeah, okay.
I just realized, kid's name is Daisy Bloom.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
I didn't even realize that.
Me either.
Daisy
Perry. I guess
Perry.
I thought Daisy Perry.
Well.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bob's in the other room Googling, who is Captain and Tennille? Did you have to do that?
I sure did.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Did you find Muskrat Love and Love Will Keep Us Together? And
I just saw some wonderful 70s hairstyles.
Oh, man. And they really had it going on.
And the sailor hat.
Yeah, sailor hat.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I loved the Captain and Tennille.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What?
Yeah, 70s gold, baby. It's funny. Sometimes I ask my Kitchen Bitch to play my 70s gold mix, and that will pop up in there. Love will keep us together.
For the record, they broke up.
They did. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Love and there they are with their hit song, Love Will Keep Us Together. Those two turkeys broke up.
Yeah. Mm. And that was actually a big hit. It wasn't like it wasn't because they didn't have a hit with it.
Right.
Maybe it was like the follow-up song with Love Is Forever. Love Forevermore. Love you so much, I'll never let you go. You know, those songs.
The Captain and Tennille, someone says here, I didn't look it up,
oh,
that they divorced 39 years after marriage. So they made it some distance.
Oh, didn't we hear, actually, now that reminds me, that there was some like insurance thing where she divorced him because there was some reason for them to divorce. Like they might even still be together. Love might have kept them together.
I don't know.
Probably not though.
Oh, I don't know.
This says even after they got divorced, they kept living together.
There was some can you see if anybody knows what is the there was some thing where it was better if they weren't married. And I thought it was an insurance thing.
Mm.
But
something about health insurance.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember this of all things.
Yeah, it's
how? Of all the things.
It says couples might divorce to protect assets from medical creditors. So they might have
divorced. Oh,
that's a thing, man.
It is. They say one bad medical thing can break you, break your family, absolutely devastate you. Yeah, John and I might have to break up someday. You know, you don't want that to happen.
What? Bankruptcy?
Yes, bankruptcy.
Right.
You know, if you're like, well, we're going to stay together, but we're going to let them eat all your assets. And we'll live off mine.
I have talked about that as a good reason to get a prenup. Susan and I are going to get a prenup, even though neither of us are secretly rich or anything like that.
Tell us
because you
everything.
Never know what might happen, and you might need to get divorced for
a reason like this.
Something else crazy happens, and you want it to be easy.
Did someone tell you that, or did you just think
it up in my head?
You just thought of it and said, "I think we should have a prenup."
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't bring it up. You did.
Yeah.
Well, Bob's going to be a superstar, so she needs to protect her assets.
Oh, man.
I'll take care of you, Susan.
That's really nice of you. You'll probably have to pay him alimony.
No. Only men have to pay alimony. Women don't have to pay alimony.
That's not true. But put that in the prenup. Don't forget, only men pay alimony. I didn't realize this was happening. I don't really watch a lot of morning shows. In fact, I watch none. I'm busy doing a morning show.
We're here.
But Good Morning America, it's on all the time. They have been in that Times Square studio for, I don't know, 25 years. I think that was like late 90s. But they did their last show in their Times Square studio on Friday. And now they're still in New York, but it sounds like they've, I don't know, maybe it's just like really expensive to be in Times Square, but it looks like they've just got there's a whole setup there. They're moving to the Walt Disney Company's new New York City headquarters in the Roger A. Iger building. It's at Hudson Square in downtown Manhattan. So is Times Square uptown? I don't know.
Midtown.
Midtown? Oh, okay, yeah. So they're moving downtown.
And
so it looks like they call it the complex is described as a collaborative town square. Maybe they all share desks and studios. It'll be home to news, editorial, live production, streaming, technology, advertising, corporate business, blah, blah, blah.
I don't have a pony in that race, as we like to say, but
in that oven,
that is, that shared space thing doesn't really, it's going to leave you.
Well, it leaves you taking all your stuff with you every day. Yeah. That's why we don't have a guitar.
And it leaves
here.
People rushing. I mean, I'm on the bright side. Some of your best employees will rush to work because they want their spot.
Yeah.
They want to be in their spot, the same spot they usually work in. They just want to. That's human nature.
We want to carve out a little space for ourselves.
Our little space.
A place that feels like home.
Anyway, I thought maybe that spot Hudson Square was on the docks because they always show ESPN. Broadcasting from spots down there by the water.
And that's a
Disney
thing.
But it doesn't look like it. It is a Disney thing. That's what I was looking up.
Oh, where is Hudson Square? Is it
Hudson
like
Square
more central?
Is near Greenwich Village.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fun.
Soho, Tribeca, all right around it.
Great. Well, you know what? Isn't it exciting? New offices, new studios. And I believe that starts today. I think that they're going to broadcast from there today. So there you go.
I wonder if the people will still gather outside the...
I don't know.
I don't think they want that.
No. Is that the Today Show or is that Good Morning America?
Oh, do I have it backwards?
I don't know.
The Today Show definitely has people outside and they do concerts and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But they have like windows in the studio. Like people can stand there with their signs and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that the one Al Roker's on? That's
I've got him confused, but I don't, again, I'm here, so
they
I don't get
do
to
that.
Watch
I don't
it.
Know. Right, I know. When have we ever gotten to watch any of that? Once in a while, we used to catch Regis and Kathy Lee years ago. You'd see that. None of those people are around anymore. Well, Kathy Lee's still alive. I'll leave you with this. Remember last week I was telling you Olivia Munn was saying, I can't stand Miss Rachel and I'm not letting my kid watch it. So if you mess with Miss Rachel, you get death threats, as Olivia Munn found out. Yeah, it escalated fast. And it
other moms have taken to defending Miss Rachel with death threats.
Death threats. It started when Olivia revealed to People magazine that she doesn't let her kids watch her Miss Rachel YouTube videos because they annoy her. And that's her right. She can say that. So then the media tries to make it a thing like the two of them are feuding. And Miss Rachel said that it was a manufactured problem between them that didn't matter. And she was focusing her energy on advocating for the children suffering in Gaza, which actually did raise some awareness about this stuff that she's doing or this whole thing about all the stuff she's doing. And I was like, wow, I'm a real ahole for saying mean things about Miss Rachel, who does suck.
Take it out. Wow.
So that's when Olivia started getting death threats from Miss Rachel fans, some of whom accused her of not caring about suffering children. It got so bad that Olivia and her husband, John Mulaney, both issued statements saying she never meant to diss Miss Rachel or suffering / dying children. People took the step of removing the original article due to the violent threats that escalated toward the interview subject and her family. So they took the Olivia Munn interview down. And yesterday, late last week, Miss Rachel posted a statement on Instagram saying, please be kind to Olivia and her precious family. I don't believe in hate, attacks, or hurtful comments. No. Olivia and I have been in touch and we're both choosing kindness.
I say this all the time. There are things for different people. Miss Rachel's for kid people.
Yeah.
And grown-up people sometimes, especially after, the 100th time the kid people star goes, yeah, that, oh my God, you're killing me.
Right.
We got to get you headphones, or I got to get to another room, or I'm just disappearing the iPad.
Gonna stop being your mother, I'm going away.
Ugh.
I have to go to the store for cigarettes and beer. I'll never come back. What's coming up then?
A news chopper reporter launched into a rant that is epic.
I can't wait.
After these.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice is morning show. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today. Smooth. Like glass.
You're all right?
Like butter.
I'm not. I'm not all right. I'm not okay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Coalition. Separating food scraps for a collection is easy. Just keep plastic, glass, and trash out. Know what goes in each bin. Find tips at lovefoodnotwaste.org. That's lovefoodnotwaste.org. All right, so here's what's happening. We'll begin real quick with morning overcast conditions. Sun absolutely supposed to be breaking through and shining brightly over the Bay Area with highs in the 70s and 80s.
Sounds perfect.
The NBA playoffs finals continue tonight. Pacers at Thunder, 5:30 tip. The series is tied at 2. So we know that the No Kings protests were well attended.
Yes.
And the next story I have is about a helicopter reporter named Stu.
Oh, hey, Stu.
Stu, everyone. Organizers of this weekend's No King protests said millions of people hit the streets in dozens of cities. I absolutely saw it firsthand in Santa Cruz, where they had a big it was well attended there.
Nice.
And I imagine, and I didn't realize it was OB, but I have since seen the No Kings, the human sign that was put
amazing.
Together.
It was
really
well done.
And
there's
a big lot out there, so there's a lot of space to use. Yep. That's where they do some big runs where they end there, and there's just so much space.
Plenty
it
of
actually
places
works.
For people to be.
So anyway, they were well attended nationwide, it sounds like. And in this case, it was a helicopter reporter in L.A. named Stu Mundell. They say here he went viral with some of his audio high above L.A. as he was supposed to be reporting on the No Kings protest.
Here's what I can see from the sky. Eye in the sky, Stu Mundell.
Yeah, he was flying around covering the protests on Saturday when he launched into a long rant about his failed marriage.
Oh,
now, this is, again, I don't like when someone like Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are out there pushing their joy.
Everything's perfect.
We are the best.
We're the happiest and the hottest couple.
If he does the dishes, I do something so special. I do the dishes every damn night. I do not get that.
Mm.
So it's one of those things that can make you real grumpy.
Yeah.
Then you hear this guy, it's the other side of that where you're like, okay, Stu, take it easy. Maybe you shouldn't be near a hot mic right now. Anyway, he launched into a long rant about his failed marriage. He was on a YouTube live stream when he started talking about, quote, a bunch of debacles in his personal life.
Oh.
And how he's legally separated and trying to find himself.
YouTube live stream. So is he not like a radio reporter? Or
he does TV too. I know him.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds he's doing a bunch of, like, he's doing cut-ins, but then when he's not on, he's doing other stuff.
He's doing a little live stream.
He's there, he's at
YouTube.
Work. Why not, right?
Okay.
I mean, this is one of those things where they want you all over the place.
Yeah. And he was all over the place.
He was on a YouTube live stream when he started talking about all that stuff.
Yeah.
You have some of that?
Yeah, we got it for you. Here you go.
I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. I am legally married. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. You know, trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that. I want to be beholden to no one at this moment.
Well,
do I get lonely? Of course, but I got cats.
That's the best lie. That right there is gold.
Do I get lonely? Of course, but I got cats.
I wonder, because if you're watching a live stream on YouTube of a traffic a helicopter reporter. Are you part of the? Are you looking because you want to hear about the protests?
Probably.
Like, at what point?
Yeah.
I don't even know why you'd be on that.
Right.
But he did make it more entertaining. He also went on, they say, a bunch of sites said this was a hot mic thing and he didn't realize that he was on.
It feels like a guy who knew. That doesn't
they
seem
say,
like.
No, he was responding to questions on YouTube comments.
Oh.
They were questioning him live and he knew he was live. People started asking if he was drunk. He said, I do love the bourbon. I love the whiskey, love the bourbon, love the gin.
Oh. But all of the things.
To be clear, no one was drunk. He wasn't. And he had someone else flying. He was just the reporter.
Yeah.
So he had a pilot with him. But apparently he was just having fun with it and maybe a little too open about his personal life.
Yeah.
Which can happen, you know, get yourself emotional near a hot mic. I've certainly had times where I went, I'd like to take that back.
Right.
Whoops.
Boy, that flew out of my mouth.
Yikes.
Yeah. And then everyone in the room's looking at you and you're like, oh, this is never going to die. It's like, you have made a grave error.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. I said that. I said
you know,
that.
Do I get lonely? Of course. Of course. But I got cats. I got cats.
That's a keeper.
I'm keeping that one.
Do I get lonely? Of course.
Well, of course. But I got cats.
Maddie?
Yes.
How did you feel about hearing that? Did you feel some camaraderie along with him?
Well,
or were you like,
you
know.
It's a good point. I mean,
dude, keep your mouth shut, Stu. Or were you like, yeah, you got to let it out. Poison's got to get out.
I don't know if he's got to let it out or not, but yeah, I did feel a little camaraderie there with old Stu. I could say the last line and just
Do I get lonely? Of course.
But I got Fred.
You got dogs. Right.
You're a dog
guy. Wow. That's I feel for him. I mean, that is a... Do you think he regrets it, saying it? I mean, he's not saying anything that isn't true, and he's on YouTube Live.
He went viral barely saying anything. I don't even think he said, like, that's no big deal, and he's viral. If he regrets it, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I know his name, and you know his name, and he didn't do anything. And frankly, just like, you know, with Maddie, now there's people out there who know he's single.
Yeah.
And even
Although he says he's trying to, you know, learn what it is to just be him.
He doesn't want
to
be holding to anybody.
Right. Except that there's some lady who's like, oh, you're going to
be
holding me.
But I got cats.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. No, maybe initially you're like, oh no, what have I done? But it's a very human moment. Like,
absolutely.
Who hasn't been in relationship trouble? Like, you think to yourself, no, I mean,
you and John are pretty damn solid, dude.
We've been good for a long time, but I mean, you know, it's not like I never had a breakup before, John. It's just that felt very raw and unrehearsed and honest. I think it's great. I like Stu. Stewie.
Father's Day was over the weekend, and my family and I celebrated at Petroglyph. I posted a couple pictures on my stories. I didn't know it was also National Lobster Day.
Oh, it was.
But I know someone who likes lobster more than anything.
It's
I've
my
never seen
food.
Anyone eat lobster like you. I've never seen anyone
like
who's
a boss.
Like, there's not, well.
Make that lobster my bitch.
Like a mermaid, you mean?
No, mermaids bite from the back, as we learned from Daryl Hannah in the movie Splash.
Yeah, they eat everything.
Yeah, they eat the shell and everything.
Yeah, well, it seems like if you were left alone and no one was around, you might just eat that shell. A place in Long Island called Peter's Clam Bar.
Oh,
celebrated
great.
National Lobster Day on Sunday by releasing a 21-pound lobster.
Oh, just back into the wild.
How hungry does that make you?
Not that hungry.
You don't want to eat that thing?
The bigger they are, the tougher they are.
Oh, they're not good.
No, they're still, look, I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong. Cook that 21-pounder. But they're definitely...
Tail claws and all.
It gets, the shell gets thicker, too. They're like harder to eat the bigger they are. Like even like a 3-pound lobster is about as big as you'd
want. Lorenzo.
The lobster.
Yeah. He'd been in their tank at the tank at Peter's Clam Bar for years.
Why
think he's
scared?
Like 110 years old.
Oh, he's not going to know what to do.
They also said they did it to celebrate Father's Day. They assume he's got lots of lobster kids out there running around.
Mm.
I don't know. I just was curious. So you don't want a 21-pound lobster. That doesn't make you extra hungry. It doesn't. You don't feel like Lorenzo's a challenge.
I feel like Lorenzo, if he really is a 110-year-old lobster, should live out his final days in the sea. He feels really enormous. I wonder if a lobster even gets that big in the wild. Like, that feels like in captivity where there's nobody coming after you. I don't know. And maybe he's stupid enough, they'll crawl right back into a lobster trap.
Well.
It's like, just take me back, man. Three hot in a cot.
I mean, isn't that, they throw the fish back after the, what's that whole thing your brother does?
Catch and release.
Catch and release, yeah. And then, so they throw them back and you think.
They're shocked. They just float there for a while. The, then they, no, they, that guy then was they come dead. Back to life. No, no, no.
No, that guy was totally right dead and your sideways. Brother kicked him like, get out there. And there was still no movement from that fish. But what I mean is the catch and release is supposed to be so you can catch him again.
I guess.
They're not smart enough to know that worm floating in, you know, there randomly in front of me might have a hook in it.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And dum-dums.
All right.
They, I know that when they gather up the lobsters, there's a size limit on the bottom. They've got to be at least a pound and a quarter for you to take them. You have to throw them back. And I think it might have been like a female lobster thing too. Like if they're showing that they're about to spawn or about to have babies.
How do they show that?
I think it's, I don't know. I
get a little
know.
Lobster bump.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's got the lobster belly.
Yeah.
Is that for real?
I'm not sure how they would tell. Maybe they are. I think they're supposed to though. I don't know. I've never been a lobster fisherman.
Throw the lady lobsters back.
I think if they're showing that they've got eggs or something, I don't really know.
Well, I would. You'd think you want more lobsters to be born and raised, right?
Yes, let's have more lobsters.
It seems kind of devious, though, to be like, well, we got one, but she's pregnant, and we'll make like 100. How many lobster babies do they have?
I have
hundreds or like 3?
Oh, no. I think it's just a bunch of eggs. And then.
So they definitely have to throw them back if they've got, they're called buried lobsters when they're carrying eggs.
So it shows somehow on the outside, because you can pull a lobster apart and be like, oops, this one's full of eggs.
Yeah, I guess.
So you've done that.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Delicious.
You ate the eggs?
People eat the eggs, yeah. I don't eat the eggs, but everybody eats them. It's like
a caviar.
Well, it's more like jelly. Yeah, my mom will eat that though. Just please don't barf. People are trying to eat their breakfast right now.
Yeah, and you're talking about eating lobster eggs.
Well, I mean, the questions just kept coming, so I was doing my best to answer them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't be this lady.
Which lady, me?
No. A woman arrested in Florida, Palm Coast, they say.
It's always Florida.
Says she drove her car on a multi-use path to chase a teen riding an e-bike too fast.
Mm. You kid, you're ruining it for us slow adults.
The 14-year-old says, it was really scary because I look back at the headlights and, like, they're not supposed to be there. I'm on a trail.
Yeah.
And this lady followed me onto it in her car. A 911 call says that the woman, 65, Julia Kalthoff, was chasing the teen on the e-bike in Pine Lake Path, used for bicycles and pedestrians. The 911 caller said they had cut off the vehicle in order to prevent her from continuing to chase the teenager. I don't see how that can... Anyway, deputies responded to the scene where the caller said that he noticed the teenager's attempt to flag down passing motorists because there's an SUV trying to run me down.
Jesus.
I swerved over and onto the road and waved someone down, but they later just kept driving. You're losing your you-know-what if you feel like you should chase down. And the lady says, I was chasing him down because I wanted to tell his parents that he was riding that e-bike too fast.
Mm.
They say here, she wanted to speak to the victim's parents. because that's what he became as she chased him onto the bike path. Don't do that, people.
Yeah, I get it. They're annoying.
The e-bikes are weird right now, and there's a lot of legislation trying to be put in place. I was talking to this about this to a friend of mine. There's different degrees of e-bike.
Yes.
Class, what do you have?
We have class B.
Which is?
Which I think they're limited to like 24 miles an hour top speed. They don't, some of ours don't have throttles. Once they have to have a pedal assist. Like if they, some of these bikes now, I think they're the class C's. I don't know that I have all these classifications right, but if they have a throttle and you don't need to pedal, it's just a motorized vehicle.
Right. No, and they definitely should not be on the sidewalks. If that's in my opinion.
Right. Well, bikes shouldn't be on the sidewalks anyways. They're really not supposed to be even just like regular acoustic bikes. But the bike paths, they're talking about getting some of those things off of there because people are just walking their dogs and strollers.
Right.
And it's actually bad enough when just the bike team guys come by on their acoustic bikes. Like they whiz really fast. But the
fast.
Kids are out of control. They're out of control.
Well, and that's what I'm sure this lady initially, you know, had a thought of this kid's going to kill somebody or himself.
Right.
Yikes.
I'm going to rat him out to his parents.
But
and
then
they
to
do
end
something.
Up on the bike path in your SUV and scaring the living, you know what, out of the kid is not smart.
No.
She was arrested.
Good.
She was arrested and they charged her with.
Is her name Karen? Sorry, Karen.
It's not Karen. And I'm sorry for the Karens, too. I know a few nice Karens that aren't.
Yep. Plenty of nice Karens out there in the world.
She was like 6 to 10 feet behind him at one point. So she was running him down. Eek. Anyway, don't be that person.
No.
I mean, I know you may have a point, but you've lost
That's not the way to make
your
it.
Ever-loving right. mind. What are you doing?
You're chasing a kid in your car on a bike path.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Females carry the eggs under the shell so you can't see it.
There must be some indicator on the outside. Something.
If you catch a female lobster, you're supposed to notch their tail and then throw them back so the next person will know.
Oh. So they do get caught over and over. Those dummies.
510 says, I feel for that guy. I'm currently legally married too, but my wife and I don't live together. Mm. I don't have cats or dogs. I'm definitely lonely at times. Oh. Oh.
Maddie, stop texting into the show.
Yeah, what are you doing, Maddie?
Yeah, Maddie. You have a dog.
Oh.
Go love your dog up.
Oh. Copter reporter is already famous as the guy who follows LA car chases for many, many years. He's always been funny.
Oh.
Stu is awesome. I need to start listening to Stu.
Yeah, apparently.
He knew what he was doing.
His own YouTube channel, or was that like the station's YouTube channel where he was doing this?
No idea.
Live on YouTube. Eye in the sky.
Funny, I follow that Stu guy on Instagram.
Oh my God.
I had no idea he was a whole thing. Anyway, what's coming up on the trash, Sarah?
Posing as a 12-year-old to catch online predators, this 27-year-old actress pulled it off.
Mm.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.